Okay, but we learned last night, actually, we learned with Mishnah Hay, the first part of Mishnah Hay. I'll review a little of what we did last night, and we'll finish Mishnah Hay. Let's just see the Mishnah one more time. Yaisi ben Yechanan Ishu Yerushalayim Oimer. Appropriately enough, the Ishu Yerushalayim is advice on giving charity. It's a tzedakah to people who go around collecting. Oimer, he said the following. Yibeischa pasuach l'ravacha. Your home should be open to abundance. V'yuaniyim b'nei b'secha, and poor people should be welcome in your home. V'altar b'sicha me'isha, and don't talk to women excessively. Now, before we learn of Chayav Lashana, I would challenge you to see the connection between not talking to women excessively and giving charity, which in Pshat at least would be a little difficult. So we're going to see. We learned last night the first four paragraphs. This is on page Mem Hey in your print. We're up to the paragraph Vizesha Kosav Hatana. Now what he said last night was that your home should be open to Ravacha, to abundance. The way to make a person's home open to Ravacha is by giving a lot of tzedakah. He said that it's the teva in the nature of tzedakah Shema Asheres. I'm sorry, it's the third paragraph in the piece. Anyway, teva tzedakah Shema Asheres. The nature of tzedakah is that it makes people wealthy. And he explained that it's just like when you plant seeds, you're sort of wasting your wheat. You have wheat, perfectly good wheat, and you put burying it in the ground, and it's going to rot. Why are you doing such a foolish thing? The answer is, we know it's in the nature of the world that if you plant kernels of wheat, you get much more from it. From one kernel of wheat, you get a whole handful of stalks of wheat. So the same thing with tzedakah. Tzedakah, the Navi says, Ziru lochem l'tzedakah, plant for tzedakah. What you plant is, as he explained, gives you, first of all, schar and olam haba, and in addition, gives you in this world a benefit, because teva ha-tzedakah shema asheres. The nature of tzedakah is that it makes a person wealthy. So now he's going to tie up the parts of the Mishnah. V'zesha omer atana. Yiyya beischa pasuach. Val yifatcha ha-yetzer. And the yetzer hara should not convince you. U'befrat bit itim halalu mikushi ha-parnasa. Especially these days when parnasa is rough. Now that sentence, especially these days when parnasa is rough, is said by people at all times, under all circumstances, in all countries. But he's not talking about the United States of America. He was in Lithuania at a time where panos is rough means you have no salt to go with your bread or something like that. But anyway, Yom Alecha, the Yitzhar will tell you, it's hard enough to be pressured to support your family. Why should you give others? To create an abundance, from this you yourself will gain. So that's the first of the three members of the Mishnah. As I mentioned in the past, typically a Mishnah Pirkei Avos has three pieces of advice. So the first is open your home, create an abundance in your home. Now listen to how he touches. Let poor people be members of your household. He explains what's a lima. K'may sha'ata noisim ba'ayin yafa l'bnei beisecho l'avdecha mimnei she'im yisayim lachum ravichin lach. When a person feeds his family, he's not stingy. He gives with an open hand, because he knows that there are people that are helpful to him or people to whom he's connected. Kein ba'ayin yafa v'yafa titin la'aniyim she'im ha'marvichin lacha b'yayser. The same thing, help aniyim. Aniyim are giving to you, b'yaisa, they're giving a lot to you. That's an attitude. It's a very difficult attitude to have. I explained yesterday that in the aspect of tzedakah, making a person wealthy, it's not a schar for what you do. Shalai l'shva is do a mitzvah. Shaloi l'shma, you do it for schar, not because it's what God is giving you. Not because God commanded you. This is slightly different. He's saying that And I mentioned yesterday that Nefesh HaChaim, there's this idea that when it's in the nature of the Bria, so it's not... I can't say it's 100% Lashma, but it doesn't fall into the category of Shaloi Lashma. If a person has a mitzvah to make himself healthy, there's a mitzvah to be well. So let's say you have a person who doctor says, take medication and you'll die. So he takes the medication, L'shem Mitzvah. So you say, it's Shaloi Lashma, he's going to live because he's taking the medication. So it's not really accurate. When you do something because you want to get a reward, that's Shaloi Lashma. But when the definition of the mitzvah is to take care of your health. To take care of your health, that you should be well, it defines the mitzvah. It's hard to call that shaloi lishma. Of course, there's a higher level. I only want to be well because God wants me to. But it's not a contradiction because it's the mitzvah. So that's what he tried to stress, that it's the teva of tzedakah shemasheres. It's in the nature. You take medication, you get well. Give tzedakah, you become wealthy. It's part of the nature of it. It's not schar, schar mitzvah amalek. So he's saying is that a person should try to give to aniyim as if they're b'nei beisa, looking at the aniyim as b'nei beisa. I once saw that a person was a rav, and people knocked on his door with shilas all hours. So his wife said, you know, how do you handle it? So he told her, look, a Rav, that no one knocks on his door with Shilas, so he's got a problem. So thank God they knock on his door with Shilas, otherwise what kind of Rav am I? You know, nobody knocks on my door, you know, they hang up the sign, they say Rav, and nobody comes. So if you look at it that way, so then, you know, when they come, so if a customer comes into your store, you don't feel that you're doing him a favor. You feel you're happy he comes into your store. So when an ani comes into your house, he's a customer. He's coming in and creating profit for you. I didn't say it's easy. I'm just saying that that's the way it is. That's how he's explaining it.
Why do you think it's so hard to get involved? And you would think you would have a much more difficult time with this type of mitzvah where the reward is the essence of mitzvah. Yeah. Than if, like davening in the morning where it's
I don't know. I think it's easier for the Yetzirah here because it's very hard to give away your money. You work hard for it. And, you know, it's hard for you to tell yourself, you know, collectors come, I give them a quarter. If I give them a dollar, I can give me back three quarters. Then we go into the store to buy a Danish, it costs a quarter more, a quarter less. You know, I don't not buy the Danish because of that. So, you know, it's a little bit of a sort of a balance to have the attitude. It's not an easy attitude. Anyway, this is the way he connects the two parts of the Mishnah. More than you do a favor to the poor man does for you. It's also important to talk to the Ani in a positive way. To talk to the Ani and say things that are positive. If you speak to him nicely, you get blessed with 11 brachas. L'zomer, Avshat Tzarf L'Faisi B'Tvarim Al Kolzeh Al Tar B'Sticha Im Isha Afil Aniyah. Now here's how he's connecting it to the Isha. When a poor person comes, talk to the person, be nice to him. It's funny because last night I mentioned, you know, it's Tzadik Yid comes in, offer him a drink, offer him to use the facilities. You know, it's not easy for them. I said that here last night. I was explaining this idea. So tonight, of course, before I came, an Israeli guy knocked on my door. So he came in. I said, you want a drink? He said, no, the other guy gave me a drink. I said, maybe you need to go out a little bit. No, I don't need. He said, nothing? He said, nothing. Just give me some money. You know, like, you know. So I guess I'm not the only one who thought of it. But that's the idea. The idea is to be the
fight. Without something
else, I told him, money without a drink. So that's how he connects it. Even when you're doing chesed, and the truth is people, lo'aleinu, who fall in with women, good people who fall in, very often start with chesed. They start, l'shem shemayim, there's a woman who has needs, and they care about poor people, and they care about the person, they try to help them. And emotionally, they fall into a trap. And they develop a relationship, and things can go in a bad way. And this is his connection. You are niyim b'nei beisecha. When poor people come, talk to them, be nice to them. Al tar b'secha meisecha meisha. When the women come, give them a donation, give them a cup of orange juice, but send them on their way. Don't be mar besicha
emish. It's not always the name's fault, but there's something called a Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, the victim, so to say, becomes dependent on the person.
Okay, the times when the victim becomes dependent on the person holding him, even emotionally, especially emotionally. Bi'ishtoi amru, Ratzal Omer, Hanavi Omer. The Mishnah says, see how Chaim Elojah learned the Mishnah? Bi'ishtoi amru, they said about your wife, don't talk too much. Koshkei other women. Who's amru? Where did they say it? Chaim Elojah says, a pasuk in Nach, of course. We knew that. Hanavi Omer, umagid la'oda masichai, that God tells people masichai, what he speaks about. Filasichai yaseir, shemid ishvi ishtai, magid la'oda mishas hadin. Koshkei beishal chavere. Even what you tell your wife, privately, that you shouldn't be saying, they tell a person, la'asad la'avai, so you better be careful in what you, in the way you talk to her. The chol's man, sheha adam, was it b'chozman? Chozman she'odem mar b'sichamei shagarim lo la'atzmei. So here he says, last piece on this Mishnah, Yedua. So I'll try to explain a little bit that I've read about this idea. Yedua, I told you when we started, that one of Chaim Volozhin's themes in Ruach Chaim and Nefesh HaChaim is to mention Kabbalistic ideas without the Hasidic connotations. So he mentions the following. Yedua.
Was he afraid that if you talk too much to your wife, she might try to discourage you from giving tzedakah?
That's an idea. You know, maybe you talk to your wife too much, she'll discourage you from giving tzedakah. It's interesting. Chazal say that a woman einat sara im ha'erchim. I think it's the lashon. That einat sara ba'erchim. What? From sara. That kemach sadlus. That there's an idea that a woman finds it difficult. I don't know. Yeah, maybe she'll dissuade you. I mean, you're not mechuyev to reveal all of the tzedakah that you give. You're not mechuyev to tell your wife. If it won't make her happy. In life in general, I mentioned this when we learned the Ralbag, which raised eyebrows. After the story of Shimshon HaGibar, the Ralbag has lessons to be learned from Shimshon HaGibar. And everything has lessons. So one of his lessons you learn from Shimshon HaGibar is don't tell your wife everything. Because it's on tape. I showed my wife, it's okay. He said that Shimshon told Delilah, and look what happened to him. So don't tell your wife all your secrets. He didn't say don't tell her any of your secrets, but don't tell her all of the secrets. The Mishnah again. Kozma Sha'adam is Goyim Ra'alas. Yedua, everyone knows this. HaKlipais HaNasim Me'avaynes HaNashim Yikru Nega. The Klipais, the impurities that are created by men are called nega. K'ma shamru nigei b'nei adam, the negam of men. Hanasim me'avaynes nashim nikra ra. And the klipos, or the shadim that are created by women, are called ra. Goyrim ra la'atzmai. Now what in the world does that mean? Yadua. He says again, everybody knows. Dukra de sitra acha mefate l'nashim. The male of the sitra achra, of the Yetzirah, is one that is mefate women. And the female, look for the sitrat mefate le'anoshim, say, O'pir shapasik le'sunecha ra, v'negalikra ba'alecha. Be careful for ra. Ra is the female sitrachra, it shouldn't start up with you, with men. V'nega, the sitrachra of men, le'yikare ba'alecha, should not come to your women. Ha'alecha per shishtek ma'am v'chazal. Say, Akash kamar ma'asicha misha garim ra la'atzmi. Now I'm going to try to explain just a little bit that I've seen about this. What does it mean, the sitra achra? The male sitra achra starts up with females, and the female sitra achra starts up with males. It says that in Mitzrayim, one of the things that Paray did was to give men women's jobs, and to give women men's jobs. Now we don't actually find such a thing in Chazal, that the men had to cook and clean and do laundry, and the women had to build pieces of Aram. So I say, I don't remember such a thing. It does say this idea, men have women's job, women have men's job. So the idea is a kayach of the Yetzirah. What the Yetzirah does, it's mefate women. When a woman has a desire to be busy with something, to be busy with something that men should be busy with. It's mefate men to be busy with things that women should be busy with. It's a way of of taking a person and having him live his weaknesses rather than his strengths. Now it's hard in the 21st century where a lot of the lines between men and women, a lot of the lines are blurred, and it affects our community for sure. It's a little hard to explain, but I'll try to explain, give you a mashal or two. Certainly, when a woman comes to shul and is interested in benching Rosh Chodesh and davening Musaf and listening to Kriyas HaTorah, and she's not doing anything bad, it comes from a good place. What the Yetzer Dahara does, it says like this, listen, women, you have a mitzvah to say there, I should say Kriya Shema before there's my Kriya Shema. Not obligated, but you can have a mitzvah. Shachris, women are mechuyavim. On the other hand, benching Rosh Chodesh, no shachris to women. Kriya HaTorah, women are not obligated. Musaf, some place can hold it's osur for women to have a musaf, and some say it's mutter. So the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra says, take your good desire and point it to something that's really not what your strength is. It's not where your strength belongs. That's a krach of Sitra. Now, how do you know it's Sitra Achra? Maybe it's good. So a woman has to look at the inyanim that the woman is supposed to be strong in. Now, if she excels in Kriya Shema Bizman and in Tefillah, so then when she has a desire for Kriya Satayra, a desire for these things, it means it's not kind of Sitra Achra. The same thing. A woman, let's say, has a strong desire to learn Gemara. Even the mitzvahs that women are mitzvahsim, she excels. So there's nothing wrong with a woman learning Gemara. I like to say over the Tribina Rav's wife, Tribina Rav's Chassidish, the Dei Mesharim in Yerushalayim, the Tribina Rav's wife was said to be a Baki and Shast with Rashi and Taisus. Now, even if she wasn't, just they said it about her, you know, I don't say it about me. And the story, which I think is printed in the Hagdamah to David Mesharim, if I'm not mistaken, is that once it was a Din Torah, and she called her husband out, and she said, you forgot a Tosis and this Masechta. You know, she said it. The idea is the following. Rav Shach writes, right? Rav Shach was not for opening, not for teaching Gemara Beis Yaakov. Rav Shach writes, in his Pirush on the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't say women should learn Gemara. The Rambam says that a father shouldn't teach his daughter Gemara. Shouldn't be part of society to learn Gemara. Now, how does a woman know if it's good or it's not good? You look at the things that women are mitzvahs in. Look at tznius. You look at shmir hasamah, taras mishpacha. You look at the kashrus. You look at the other things. If those other things are strong, so then why would one say it comes from the sitrach? What about men? Where do men butt into women's business? Men have no idea, right? Where do we butt? We don't do anything that women don't. You clean off the table, I'm shocked. You do a good job? Somebody told me when I got married, I had a friend who was a very big cynic. But he said some smart things. He said, always volunteer to wash the dishes, but leave a little grime on it. Volunteer to clean the crumbs, but have them fall on the floor a little bit. That was his advice to me. So I don't know. That wasn't my father's advice to me. That was his. But I don't know. Let's say men butt in with shopping in the house. Women go shopping. Men butt in. You buy this. You could have bought that. You could have gone to this store. You could have. Is that your business? Is that a man's business? Does that come from a good place? You come, your wife serves you supper. You say, I like something else better. What's your business? What she could prepare for supper for you, huh? The matter? Huh? No, men don't butt into women's business, into the shopping, into the housekeeping. What's that have to do with men? What's your business? How she does her housekeeping? How she does her shopping, no? You don't agree with me? That's Mr. Tracher, no? What? The less I know better. Very smart. That comes from experience, I think. So, no, this is Tracher. Anyway, the thing is this. There's a cloud that a person is supposed to live his strengths. If you have a strength, excel in what you're strong at. Now, you don't ignore all your chiyuvim. But a person should excel in the areas of serving Hashem he's good at. Let's say a person has tremendous hatzlacha in his learning. So Yetzirah tells him, work on your davening. And the person excels in his davening. Yetzirah says, you're a nobody, you don't know how to learn. You have to learn, you have to daven. But a person has to work his strengths. You're going to the army, you know, they make you a sharpshooter if you're a good sharpshooter. You know, if that's what you're weak at, that's not where they send you. So a person has to work his strengths, and that's the idea. The idea is that the Sitra Achra says to men, do what women are supposed to be good at. Tells women, do what men are supposed to be good at. And that comes from this idea, the idea of the sitra. It would be an example of ma'isim mechichas ulisu. If you want to see if a person is doing this for the right reason, look at how he does that. And I think it's a good example. It's a very good example. So, okay. This is the Mishnah. As you can see in your Mishnah, it's Mishnah Vav Zayin Ches and Tes he deals with quickly. So, Mitzvah Shem. Now, next week, I plan to be a Tuesday and Thursday, God willing.